Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadi Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Bo, Hare Krishna. I think we all will agree that if we could just chant in a way that we are absorbed in the chanting, that we are focused in the chanting, and that we are chanting with a taste and with enthusiasm, then everything would be so easy. It is actually said that when you chant, then Krishna waits to hear whether you can chant with this mood of absorption. When you chant with your mind somewhere else, you are really somewhere else. You know this, when you sit down or when you chant here in the park or in the, you know, dance, and your mind leaves the kirtan party and thinks about material things or distraction, somehow the life goes out of you. To chant with absorption, what does this really mean? Well, we have our physical body. When the physical body is absolutely engaged, dancing, or when you do japa, fingering the beads, that is one thing. But you need to go deeper and come to the state where your mind is totally there, where your mind is totally focused and so on. But that is not enough. Only when you chant with deep feelings can you be said to be an absorbed chanter. There is a Purana, it is not so known, it's called the Adi Purana, the original Purana, which contains a discussion between Krishna and Arjuna. And it is there where Krishna tells Arjuna the secret of chanting. He says, "My dear Arjuna, someone who chants your holy name, my holy name, and cries at the same time, I become immediately purchased by him, and from that day on, I'm his property, I belong to him." So, chanting and crying, that I think is a large call. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known to be chanting and crying. We have heard that during the Ratha Yatra, the Lord would chant and dance, and he would become so excited that he thought, what is one body? Let me expand in seven bodies. And he chanted and danced in this seven bodies, and then the devotees could see one phenomena. From his body there was a syringe, you know, there was water just shooting out of the eyes. It's almost like if the eyes were like this, you know, and Mahaprabhu was crying and whoop. Sorry. That was what it was. Those who stood next to him were becoming wet with the Lord's tears. Would you like to become wet with the Lord's tears? That would really be something. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted during Ratha Yatra, and at the same time cried because his feelings were awakened. He called out, "My Lord, where are you? Kohan Krishna." This is the motto of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. It is a loving search for Krishna. My Lord, where are you? I would suggest we distribute the water a little later, because devotees will look only at the water for some time. So I think he speaks only Russian, so maybe someone... yes, Asta, please tell. Yes. This is the secret of chanting. Chanting with the mood of longing. I want to tell you a little story which is told amongst the Vaishnavas, which gives you a little idea what we are talking about. There was once a devotee of Krishna who lived secluded from society in the midst of the forest, and he had the habit to chant throughout the night. So once, as he was sitting before his little cottage chanting, he heard some twigs and branches snapping nearby. The sound of breaking wood, breaking twigs, came near, and he thought, "My God, what is this? Is it a tiger or so?" So with some anticipation, with some nervousness, he continued to chant, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna." And the sound was coming closer to him, and as he all of a sudden, a lady just ran out of the dark forest, ran towards him and knocked him over and continued to run and then disappear in the forest. The devotees thought, "Wow." So he continued to chant, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." Then about 2 hours later, he again heard from the other direction the breaking of twigs, the snapping of branches, and he heard someone was coming closer, and it was again the lady who came close, and this time the lady paid the obeisances to him and said, "Oh Sadhu Maharaj, please, my dear Sadhu Maharaj, accept my humble obeisances." The devotee said, "Oh, hey, what is different? You first came and you knocked me over, you didn't even notice it, and you ran, and now you come back and pay your obeisances. I don't know if I can take you very serious." The lady said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I did not notice that I knocked you over. I think I see you the first time this night." "Well," said the sadhu, "may I know where you were running to and what you were doing?" So the lady blushed, came red in the face, and said, "I was meeting my lover down by the river, and we spent some time together. And as I was running, I was thinking I'm late, so I just was with my mind with my lover, and I didn't see anything else. But now we are, you know, he went to the village, and I'm coming back. Now I have a mind free to see you. So she then paid again her obeisances and left. So the devotee was left alone, and he thought, oh, if I could only be so absorbed at this lady that I don't become distracted by the outside, that would be so nice. And then he thought, the lady was so absorbed in thoughts because she was running to meet an ordinary human being, a lover. Shouldn't I be more absorbed than the lady when I chant my rounds, because I am going to meet not an ordinary lover, but I am going to meet an extraordinary lover. I'm going to meet Krishna. Do you get the idea? When we are going through our worldly life and we are in love with someone, this love is totally absorbing our body, our mind, and our feelings. And therefore, because of our feelings are absorbed, our mind is absorbed, and our body is absorbed, we are totally concentrated and we don't even notice any disturbance outside. So the state of Krishna consciousness means you are engaged with your body, with your mind, and with your heart, your feelings, but not in any worldly things, but in the thought of Krishna. When you chant, and you chant with this longing, my dear Lord, I'm very fallen, I feel very far away from you, and because I'm missing you, I'm suffering in this world. I try to cover my suffering with so many things, you know, recognition by others who value me. I try to cover my feelings and my broken heart with so many activities, so much this and that, but if I'm honest, I'm not really happy. If I'm honest, I'm missing you, and that is why I'm suffering. So chanting will only be successful for you when you chant like that lady, but not in love with someone who hides in the bushes, in love with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At that time, you will, your body, mind, and your feelings should also be absorbed. I would like to make one last point. In our scriptures, there are two examples from the animal world which are given to instruct us how we could chant with devotional feelings. One animal looks like a sparrow. He is the Chataka bird. And the other looks a little bit like a duck with long legs. He is called, let me remember, the Chakravarti bird. And both of these birds teach us an important lesson what it means to chant with devotional feelings. First, the Chataka bird, this is what it's called. This bird drinks only water which is there in the cloud. This bird does not drink water from the ground. It doesn't even drink water from a river, not even the Ganga river. All year in India, this bird waits for the monsoon clouds to come. They come only once a year. And when the monsoon cloud appears in the sky, this Chataka bird will fly up from the earth. It's very, very thirsty. And it will fly higher and higher until it disappears in the cloud and there drinks the water which it needs. Imagine this Jataka bird, which is fasting from water or does not drink water the whole year, does not get water in the monsoon season, then it's finished. So it's described when the bird flies towards the water, it shouts out Priya, 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 Priya. In Sanskrit, this very deep language, Priya, Priya means my dear one, my dear one, my dear one. So this is the idea of chanting. We should chant, say the scriptures, like that little Chataka bird who understands nothing of this world, nothing which I find on the ground level can make me happy. I only need what is found up. I need Krishna, who is like the blue rain cloud. The second example of longing and chanting with feelings is this Chakravarti bird. It is said these birds once had sex on a tree in the night, and they were so absorbed that they both fell down, making their sex life. They fell down and they fell in the lap of a saint who was meditating. Saint said, "What are you doing on my lap? I'm trying to meditate and you are making family." And then he became really angry. It was a powerful saint, and he said, "From this moment on, I curse you that you will never meet in the night. One will go this way and shout for the other, 'Where are you? Where are you?' The other go this way and shout for the partner, 'Where are you? Where are you?'" So since that time, these unfortunate birds, they want to meet, but they can't meet. There is somehow they never meet, especially in the night. They just can't come together. It's like, how is it called? Unfulfilled love. So in the same way, a devotee is calling out for Krishna, but sometimes he feels separated. What should he do? He should, like the Chakravarti bird who is separated from its partner, cry out, "Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, I'm trying to meet you, but somehow I'm very unfortunate. It does not work." One day has passed, no meeting. Another hour has passed, I'm feeling very far away from you. Another minute has passed, I'm still longing for you. You are still not there. So these two examples are examples in the scriptures which show us that we should, they give examples how we should chant, "Oh Krishna, I'm missing you. I'm really missing you. Where are you?" And when we can chant in this mood, Krishna, who is conquered by the love of his devotees, cannot keep separate from us. Most of us, when we hear such a lecture, we hear it, and but then we go home, and when we chant, we think, "Oh, I have not bought enough potatoes for the noon meal. Oh, my akku in my mobile telephone runs slow, and I've forgotten to load it up for the day." We are so much absorbed in the material reality. We are so self-absorbed very often. We think we are so important that we have to think the whole day about us, because we feel we are the center of the universe, which is not a fact. This idea of chanting with longing for Krishna should heal our wounded souls, so that we can awaken to the rich kingdom of bhakti, because Krishna can only be gained by this, paying this one price: eagerness, eager longing to be in his company once again. So this is a little bit what I wanted to share today. I wanted to ask Krishna Prema Rupa to also come here and talk a little bit about the holy name. Krishna Prema Rupa is my younger brother, and how can I be without Krishna Prema Rupa? Please come. I will put it there. And then I would like to make just a brief exercise with all of you, where we chant with a feeling, with where we try to awaken devotional feelings. Okay? One moment. Vielleicht nimmst du diesen ein bisschen weiter, genau.
Ja.
7 Minuten.
Ja. Hare Krishna, Omegyana Timirandasya Ginanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. During the Bhakti retreat, His Holiness Sachinanam Maharaj made a point that he said he often speak about simple points, because often we have the tendency to overlook the essential aspects of Krishna consciousness, although we hear
a little louder.
Yeah. So one point is that we all have been gifted with the holy name, and I think if we would really understand what gift we have been given with the holy name, we couldn't chant inattentive.
Correct.
We would kind of understand this is the holy name is not different from Krishna, so naturally we would give attention and chant with our full attention. And another point is also in your book, The Living Name, you make the point of Sambandha, chanting with this connection. And I think you mentioned there that actually from all the instructions, in some way this is the most essential, because if you don't chant with that feeling of connection with Krishna, then what is the chanting? It requires that connection with Krishna. And sometimes we feel that maybe to fall in love with Krishna, or to have this, you know, this relationship with Krishna seems to be very far away, because we don't know Krishna, where is Krishna? But actually the holy name is so accessible to us. It's through the holy name. It's also described that actually the holy name is the first, like for the conditioned soul, it's through the holy name that the conditioned soul first gets access or gets a connection with Krishna. And I think we all have this experience when we have such ecstatic kirtans, like in Kiental with Badahari and also with Maharaj, and when we really go deep and we sing from deep from our heart, we all can feel this is not an ordinary sound. This is, we actually have an experience of Krishna. This is, it's like a divine, it's we understand it's different from singing anything else. So the more we realize this, then the more we naturally will chant with this connection and chanting from the heart. And also there is many seminars, many books written on how to chant better rounds. But I think you all would agree that as soon we chant from the heart, then we're just connected. You know, it's like that key which immediately connects us. We don't have to separately do some breathing exercises or fix our mind or do any of these old tricks, but as soon as we actually feel that connection with Krishna, we are just there with the holy name, and there is nothing else. And yeah, so this is just a thought that I had. If we only would be more aware of this, of the gift that we have received. And there in the Bhagavatam we have this story of Ajamil, which Shukadev Goswami describes in order to describe the power of bhakti. Because the fifth canto describes hellish planet and Parikshit Maharaj, because he's a Vaishnava, he feels compassion to the fallen souls, especially those who are in the suffering in the hellish condition. So he's asking how can they be delivered, and Shukadev tests his disciple and speaks first about Karmakanda, Paraischitta, and then Jnana. But then finally he speaks about bhakti, how bhakti is the most powerful process, and only a very rare person who is very fortunate, who has received bhakti actually can uproot all the sinful reactions in a way that they never come back. And it's described just like the sun is dissipating the fog in the early morning very easily without any endeavor. The power of bhakti just removes all sinful reactions from the heart. And then Shukadev describes the pastime of Ajamil. And we know the pastimes, I don't go into the details. Ajamil was 88 years old, and he still had a 5-year-old son to whom he was very attached after living a very sinful life. And then when he left his body, he called out for Narayan. And he was not actually thinking of Krishna, but he was just calling his son. But still, nevertheless, when the Yamadutas wanted to take his soul, then the Vishnudutas, they stopped. And it's described they were quite surprised, both parties. The Yamadutas were surprised about the Vishnudutas, and the Vishnudutas were surprised about the Yamadutas. Because the Yamadutas thought, they look very beautiful, they look amazing, these Vishnudutas, they look like very gentlemen, like very wonderful people, but they stop us from our duty. And we are coming directly from Yamaraj, who is, we're doing our duty, so why do they stop us? So they look nice, but they don't behave so nice. And the Vishnudutas were surprised about the Yamadutas because they are meant to be the messengers of the Yamaraj, but they don't know Dharma. They want to take someone who just chanted the holy name. So what's this? So both were kind of perplexed. And then, of course, we have the dialogue between the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas. And one of the lessons that we can take from this pastime, as we know, Ajamil is saved then, and he gets a second chance, and then he perfects his life and goes back to Godhead. So we can see in the pastime that Ajamil, although he just chanted the name, kind of calling for his son, still he got such a result that he was saved. So the meditation there is, Ajamil chanted without faith, and he got such a result. So what will happen if one chants with faith? He doesn't chant with faith, but still he got saved. So what happens if we chant with faith? Then Ajamil, he chanted while dying, just at the last moment. What happens to someone who chants throughout his whole life? I mean, how much benefit one will get just from chanting every day? And then Ajamil, he chanted indicating his son. What happens to someone who chants attentively, purposefully, with trying to actually call out for the Lord? What benefit will he get? And Ajamil was most sinful, and what happens to someone who lives a very pious life throughout his whole life and then chants the holy name? So what benefit will he get? So in this way we can see that actually we have received such a wonderful gift, and if we only realize what we got, and then, as Maharaj encourages us to chant with feeling, then we will get so much more benefit than Ajamil received. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for making our heart happy and giving us hope. Because yes, we can chant consciously. Ajamil chanted unconscious, but we can be conscious. What I always tell devotees, or what I practice myself, is when I sit down, my first thing is I try to chant consciously. So I sit straight, and I request you to also sit straight. Go Krishna, please do come. We will do a kirtan together. And I would like you to get into the mood of kirtan. We won't start, Gopal, but please keep it in the lab. So, the first thing is, when you want to chant, you need to make an intention in your mind. I'm now trying to contact you, Krishna. No, this is your sankalpa, your orientation. Just when you go out in the out of your house, you may have the orientation, oh, I need to go to my school, or I need to go to Migro or Edeka in Germany. Because you have fixed a goal in your mind, your steps will bring you to wherever you need to go. So in spiritual life also, everything starts with the intention, with the sankalpa, no? In Mumbai, Prabhupada said, when we chant Krishna's holy name, we should know that by each name we come one step closer to him, so that we finally meet him face to face. So sit for a moment and think, this is the best location actually. You may look at the sky. Have you noticed the rain clouds have disappeared? I was really praying to Krishna, please blow a little bit in the direction of Germany so that it rains there, but not here. So I think Krishna cooperates. So we want to now connect with Krishna. Please look in the sky, how nice the clouds are, how nice the surrounding is, how nice the tree is. We look around and see these wonderful flower-like devotees who have a smile on their face often. This is a nice situation. And form the intention, now in this ideal circumstances, I will chant for you, Krishna. Second step, connect with that part in you which is sincerely yearning or longing for Krishna. You have many parts in you. There's an adventurer, there may be a little controller in some of you, there may be a scholarly person in you, there may be a lamenter in you, or a critic, your inner critic. There are many parts which we have, but we are searching that one part now which is longing for Krishna. I would say to you a very simple verse, Krishna Tomahana, and meditate about this. The verse says, one is immediately freed from Maya's clutches. When one sincerely says to Krishna, my dear Lord, for so many long years, I have been completely forgetful of you. Today, in Zurich, on the lawn, now I'm turning to you. Please accept me as your sincere and serious servant. And then, as you are in this mood, you should try to chant and chant attentively. That means whenever your mind wanders, no problem, it will wander, but bring it back to the holy name. This is what we will do now. Let's start. Sit properly. Thank you. And as Gokrishna starts the melody, please let us connect with that sincere part in us and call out to Krishna in a mood of sincere longing. During the chanting, let us try to always bring our wandering mind to the sound of the holy name. You might like to close in the beginning your eyes for better focus. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Lord Ramachandra assures us, when one simply surrenders to me, he says, and says, from this day on, I'm yours, then I will give that soul the courage which he needs to overcome Maya, and he will be mine. So please, sing in this mood of I'm yours. Please sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hai Go, Hai Go,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare.
And please let us end by just trying to be in this Sambandha mood. My Lord, I'm here in this world and you are actually everywhere and especially in my heart. I will now call out to you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Everybody, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Chila Prabhu Pada. Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.
Krishna, thank you very much. So what was this all about? It was bringing our feelings so that something like love can awaken in our heart. I have here two verses which I would like to share with you at the end, and then we will do a little exercise. Yes. Simply practice devotional service mainly in the form of Naam Sankirtan, that is chanting the holy names. Practice this, do this Naam Sankirtan with the hope of gaining the eternal contact of the Lord's divine lotus feet. So there should be a hope in your heart. No, let me get close to Krishna, let me get the Lord's lotus feet. And then please repeat after me. Nam nam tu sankirtanam atibaran megam vina pravrishi chatakanam ratro viyogat svapate ratangi vargasya shakroshana vat pratihi. Like the eager crying of the chataka birds on a cloudless day of the rainy season, or like the lamenting of a flock of chakravaki birds when parted from their husbands at night, the sankirtan of the Lord's name arises when one is burdened by deep, deep ecstatic longing. So I wish all of us that somehow in our dried heart feelings for Krishna can manifest, and the simplest feeling, the most realistic feeling, the feeling which is most appropriate to us is, my Lord, I'm missing you. I long for you. I need you. Prabhupada called it the Govinda necessity. I have a Govinda necessity. So when that is done in chanting, Krishna cannot keep himself very long far away from this devotee, from his devotee. I wish you all the best.